Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, well, this is weird. It's Access All Areas all this week on Radio 1. And until 7 o'clock tonight, only if you're online. Presumably, you have to click a few clicks for this. You can hear what happens in our studio. Some people are very excited about this. I don't really know why. It's actually not that exciting at all. It's just some people having a chat and talking about what we're going to do next. Talking about the gossip from last night. Actually, that might be quite good. Are you right, chappers?
Yeah, very good.
Now, can I warn everybody, before we go any further, if you are going to go to the loo, please remember to take your microphone off. Otherwise, that's going to be gross. All right, so take your mics off before you go to the toilet. That's all I would ask.
That's so going to be me, isn't it?
I went to the loo before the start of the show to avoid that.
Well, so did I, but I've got 500ml drink over there, and that's not going to...
Yeah. Also, where's our present?
It'll go straight through you, will it?
Well, I need to go before seven. Oh.
Where's our presents?
Yes, where are our gifts?
What present?
Well, last night, you went out with two sportswear manufacturers.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Why did you take two of them out? Were you, like, playing them off against each other?
No, I wasn't. No, they took me out, bizarrely. I don't quite know why, but they did.
Bring anything back?
No, I didn't, no, because I was...
Not even a steak?
That was all I asked you for, was a bit of steak.
Oh, God, steak was lovely.
Was it?
Did you bring me any?
No, I didn't. I ate it all.
I told you it was good, though, didn't I?
Oh, it was very, very nice.
But I heard it's good, what with me being a vegetarian and all that.
Yeah, yeah. But I was there just to enjoy the company of the sportswear manufacturers, not to blag a load of freebies.
Huh. Well, we're disappointed. Also, everyone's saying on the text that the one that didn't speak should have his own show, because you can't shut him up. He just doesn't speak on the
radio.
Maybe he could
do the last 15 minutes.
No. So you can hear exactly what's happening while the records are on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. People listening in their car on FM or DAB or at home won't be affected by this at all.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
You're listening to Radio 1. Online, you can hear what's happening on accessible areas between the songs. Stop typing so loud.
Sorry.
Are you sending messages to people because you can't talk to them?
No, there's people upstairs that are listening rather than doing their actual work.
What are they saying?
I think they're just waiting for us to talk about them and see if they get any gossip.
Oh, OK. So, yeah, online, it's everything that you hear when the records are on. Otherwise, it's all normal, really. Yeah, because I feel really normal.
Apparently, it's right there on the homepage. You don't have to do loads of clicks. You just go there and click on your face.
Oh, good. PR4L is back because it's Thursday. She's got some Dear Scots, everything you've been saying on the email and text to us this week. And also, there's a new game in... Oh! At 5:30, a new game that was tried out first on me earlier by Becky and Chappers. Thanks for that.
That's good.
It's the talking in your ear game. Okay, so PR4L is back with some Dear Scots. Some more of these after one that didn't speak half four. No, after 5:15.
It's not that difficult a hand gesture to interpret.
I wanted to do it just for the people listening online, see, because they could hear him, but you couldn't if you're listening.
Oh, I see.
Is that
right.
A bit geeky? I
think yeah, it might a little be. Bit, yeah.
5:15, PR4L with Dear Scott. They've got one here, though, already.
Dear Scott, I've been listening to an old podcast from the 5th of January 2009.
Nice.
Where you said that Scott's flatmate said you and him could go to New York as a Christmas present, when all you got him was a dressing gown, free Harry Hill DVD and a mysterious gift. Well, a year on, I was wondering if this trip ever happened, and the tables had turned from you being cheap to him being cheap. Dan Krieber, off of Stafford Uni.
Yes, you're absolutely right. He did offer me a trip to New York whenever I wanted to go. And yes, he did get a free Harry Hill DVD and a dressing gown.
The dressing gown was nice, though. I was with you when you bought that.
It was a nice... Yeah, you were. It was
kind
a nice
of a
one.
Strange present for a flatmate, but it was...
Well, he needed one because it was minging.
It was nice.
Anyway, I haven't cashed in this trip because I don't feel it's right to
say... You feel a bit guilty?
I feel a bit like, oh, yeah, by the way, where's my trip to New York? Oh, where's my trip to New York, all right?
You should do, though.
Really?
Yeah. This is like a few years ago, I said to my dad at Christmas when I didn't have much money, I said, oh yeah, whenever you want, you can come to London and I'll pay for a hotel and get you tickets to a show.
That was to get you out of getting an actual present at the time, wasn't
it? Yes.
Yes,
I've
done
that before. It's a really good way of doing it.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come to London whenever you want and we'll do this and we'll go for dinner and we'll see a show, because that means that you've got a longer amount of time.
So you've never delivered this actual present for you?
No, and it was probably about 3 years ago and he mentioned it about a month ago, and I thought, oh no, I'd forgotten about that.
But then generally never ask.
No, he never remembered, do you?
So it's a brilliant present.
But I think I will get it for him. He just has to say when he's coming up, and then I'll have to find a cheap hotel.
Yeah. But it is good, because you can store that buying of that Christmas present for up to 3-4 years.
If he could give me about 6 months' notice, I'm sure I could get a good deal.
Well, so. I'm sure now you've said it, like, it's going to be back on.
Oh, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1, and it's Access All Areas. It's just going well so far. Someone says, this is boring, it's just like listening to people in office. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well,
we just wanted to kind of open it up and let you hear what happens while the records are on. And you can do that now at Radio 1 Online, as well as seeing us. We really have thrown the doors open.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they can see you as well. Thanks to everyone now suggesting where I can get a good cuckoo clock from.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't actually mention that much on air, but loads of people heard me off air while the records were going. I've seen a good one at Zonzo, and now they're all suggesting where I can get a cheaper one. So thanks very much for that. This is flipping weird.
So you're going to get so you're buying a cheap cuckoo clock now?
Well, thanks to all the people that are texting in, I've found some cheaper options. Yes, I have.
Right,
I'm going to play Esme Denters now, off of Holland. She's just turned down a date with John and Edward. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Would you want to go on a... Why would one person want to go on a date with John and Edward?
Well, I think it was just going out.
Two for one.
But it's a chance to spend an evening with John and actual Edward for a whole night.
Into Becky's world.
I've never been to dinner with twins, but I think it might be quite fun.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you been on a date with two men before?
Who, me?
Well, it was.
I've been out to dinner with two men before.
Right.
Not
on a date.
But like a dinner, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
They didn't look the same, though. That's what I think might make it more exciting.
I just don't understand why you would ever turn that down. Okay, you might be friends with Justin Timberlake, but Jedward are way more entertaining, I think you'll find. We've had him in for a chat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does Esme bring a friend, or is it just her, John, and Edward?
Well, Becky's the expert in this kind of situation, so. We'll find out.
Bring a friend or just...
Would you bring a friend or just... Yeah.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
So you would bring a...
Right.
Oh, no. Gosh. Yeah. I just meant for food.
Okay, good. So did we. If you're listening online, you can hear everything we're saying while the records are on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And mostly for the last 7 minutes while those tunes have been on, you've been hearing Becky flick through the Radio Times Christmas edition just... deciding what programme she wants to watch over Christmas and New Year.
Is it quite an old person thing to do that?
Yeah, it really is.
Is it?
And also, you did a really old person thing then where you actually, like my mum does.
Oh, did she lick her finger?
Licked her finger, before turning the page
That's
over.
That's a very old person thing.
Yeah. Late 20s and she's
really
already licking her finger.
You could get a one... What?
I did say then, late 20s and she's already licking her finger.
I need one of those things they have in the post office.
That's what I was
going to
say, you could get you one of those for Christmas.
A little, finger thimble.
Where you get one of those from?
Loads of people on the email are... I wasn't here, I went out for some fresh air. But loads of people on the email are saying that they're quite intrigued to know what The Sins of Alfie Mitchell is. Because apparently you flagged that one up as being quite a good show to watch over the Christmas season.
But what is it then?
I'm trying to find it again.
I think what she
have
said
you not
was,
circled it?
Who'd want to watch The Sins of Alfie? I think that's what you said. Right, you know that thing you normally do where you and the one that doesn't speak, like, snigger and go... and I can't hear it? Whatever you just said, people could hear then.
Yeah, but you couldn't, could you?
No.
Right, well, then that's
was it
fine.
About me?
Was it about you?
Yeah.
No, strangely enough.
Right, because normally, if I can't hear it, then I don't worry about it.
Why would it...
But then other people... Well, if it was about me, people will report back, won't they, now? And they'll text in and email
it. Was
in.
Just about the Radio Times, that was all.
Right. So we've got our new game.
It's providing a lot of material this afternoon, is the Radio Times. Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Christmas Radio Times, everyone gets it. Heather gets it. Well, her dad gets it, actually. But she's 17 and just goes through. And she does do that thing where she...
Yeah.
Does the ring around everything in Biro of what she wants to watch. Loads of people. Our new game, tried out on me earlier, was the Talk In Your Ear game. Becky.
So, Chappers called you up earlier, didn't he?
Yes.
And it was a bit of a weird phone call.
Really weird.
That was because I was talking in his ear.
Yes.
And telling him what to say to you.
Okay, so obviously all I could hear was Chappers.
Yeah, and Chappers basically just had to repeat everything I said to him.
I do whatever she tells me to do.
Yeah. Yes, he does. So you couldn't hear me at all.
No.
And, yeah, you could only hear Chappers.
Which was weird, because there were loads of gaps. And right, okay, let's just play it. Listen.
Hello.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
Hello, who's that?
Chappers.
Chappers.
All right.
See the football last night?
See the football last night?
What?
Just wondering.
Just wondering. See the football last night?
No, I went to the Radio 1 Christmas thing.
How was it?
Bye.
How was it?
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't stay that long.
All right.
All right.
I just need to get something off my chest.
I just need to get something off my chest.
Right, what's wrong?
Really need to tell you something.
Really need to tell you something.
Are you drunk?
No.
I've not felt like this before.
What?
Something's happened.
Something's happened.
What's happened?
A stirring deep inside of me.
A stirring deep inside me.
Something inside me has awakened.
Something inside me has awakened.
And you've woken it,
and
Scott.
I
don't... What?
I love you, Scott.
Like, you're
what?
Really being weird.
I love you, Scott.
I like you a lot, Scott.
I love you, Scott.
I like you very much.
I love you, Scott. Your orange skin.
Right, you...
And your shiny teeth.
They properly do it for me. Four.
They properly do it for me. Four. Four. Four.
Four.
Four.
Right, I'm going to go.
Four.
Bye.
I want you.
Have you done that before?
When it's only you that I'm hearing, it's very, very strange.
I know. I apologise. So, just Becky's sick mind.
Also, how long did it take for you to tell me that you love me after 5 years?
Well, it took me 5 years.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Scott.
You alright?
Yeah, very well.
Where are you?
I'm decorating our bar for the Christmas party tonight, where we are definitely going to play Timmy Trend.
E.
Yeah.
Your bath?
Timmy Trendy, that's the one, Timmy Trendy.
Decorating your bath?
Yeah, no, the bar.
The bar for the drinks.
Oh, right, okay. Where is this, then?
It's in our hall at university.
What sort of parties do you go to with a bath decorated, Scott?
Yeah, that's true.
Hot tub party.
Yeah. I've never been to a hot tub party. Don't
yes,
be saying
you have. You DJed at one last week.
Yeah, that was... It wasn't my hot tub party. That was just one that was happening at a club in Essex. Anyway, that's another story. Right, where's
Scott,
your university?
Sorry?
Where's your university?
Bristol.
Okay. Which one in Bristol?
Bristol.
Okay, cool. And, right, so how have you obtained the track? Have you downloaded it for free?
Well, yeah, I was listening to Greg James earlier and thought it was really cool, so yeah. I downloaded it.
So imagine it like this. How many students are going tonight?
Probably about 400.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you found what you want to watch in the Radio Times yet over Christmas?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'll have to watch The Gruffalo on Christmas Day.
What's that?
How can you not know what The Gruffalo is?
It's
like the most popular
book.
Children's book ever, or okay. Something like that. And outnumbered.
Sorry.
Well, you know, and outnumbered on Sunday the 27th of December,
What about
which
you,
is
mate?
Ace.
What have you ringed so far?
Oh, it's too many things to talk about now.
Is there?
Yeah.
But the Alfie Mitchell one is right up there.
But Becky's told me that in this article on Outnumbered, there's a story about a donkey, but she ruined it by telling me that the punchline of whatever the story is donkey. And I still haven't found it.
Great. You're the kind of person that'd do that in the cinema or before you watch a TV show, actually, aren't you? Oh, and by the way, at the end is... brilliant, thanks.
At the end, they die.
Right,
not in Outnumbered.
That's
just enough.
No.
Dear Scott's coming up. The PR4L is back with more of the stuff that you've been saying on email and text this week. Evening, you're listening to BBC Radio 1. Particularly weird today if you are listening to us on a computer at Radio 1 Online, because you can hear everything we're saying when the records are on. Just saw Chris Moore's upstairs in a suit, and he was asking me how it was going, but beforehand he went, "Is your microphone still? Is it on? Is your microphone on?" I was like, "No, it's all fine." So then he said lots of things, and as he does. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott now. The Posh Radio 4 lady is here, and she's going to read out all the stuff that you've been sending us this week. Feel free, my email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott.
Hi.
The ultimate trouser rip. My wedding. Rocking out to Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. Going down on my knees. Ripped my suit trousers from the bottom of the zip, down the crotch, and down to the back of my knee.
We were talking about this a while ago. Everyone's had it where their trousers have ripped at least once in their life. Mine happened to be on stage at the Student Radio Awards about 3 years ago. Nobody mentioned it at the time.
Needless to say, Seamus was on show for all to see. My new wife glared at me as I went to change into a pair of jeans.
Can I stop that a minute? What did he just call...
Seamus.
Seamus?
Needless to say, Seamus was on show for all to see. My new wife glared at me as I went to change into a pair of jeans. Matthew Turnbull, Dundalk, Ireland.
You should,
that's what they call it in Ireland.
Is it?
Well, according to that email. What? So there he is.
First dance.
First dance at the wedding. He's about to get down on his knees. About now, and...
Oh. Hello, Seamus.
Actually, that's maybe the wrong sound effect for that. Because that was more of a zip than a rip.
Mm.
And then you said, "Hello, Seamus," which is not right. It was his trousers that ripped.
Right.
So maybe I'll find a better rip noise for next time.
Right, okay.
Sorry about
that. I wasn't thinking it was anything else that ripped.
Right, next, please.
Hi, Scott. Recently you said about the bin outside Jennifer Aniston's house in LA.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Find attached photos of our trip to LA back in 2006 and my girlfriend going through said bin.
Classy.
She had wheat flakes and loads of energy drinks, apparently. Also, please see the road sign outside Leonardo DiCaprio's apartment. It was supposed to say, "Not a through street," but I think it's been modified quite tastefully.
I'm trying to get that.
They didn't attach the picture, so we'll never... I spent about half an hour earlier trying to work out what they'd changed it to, but...
Right. Yeah, can you send the photos? Because you didn't... The attachment didn't work. So if you could email back, I want to see the wheat flakes and I want to see the hilarious sign so that I can get the joke and be in on it. Thanks. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I was so tempted when I went to LA to go through her bins. And Courtney Cox, because they live opposite each other.
Do they?
Yeah.
And what stopped you?
I was in a moving Pride? Vehicle. A moving vehicle at the time. A what?
No, Pride.
You were on one of those tour buses that takes you around the celebrities' homes, and it would have been a bit embarrassing in front
Can
of
Can I just stop
guests.
And go through the bins? Is that all right? They don't let you do it. Apparently, security come really quick. Next.
Scott, what's the song that goes Riverside? Tune. Phil in Stafford.
Oh, my God. That is Riverside.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's called Riverside, and it's by Sydney Sampson. Glad I could help. Next.
Hi, Scott. Being German, I feel slightly offended by your recent statement. Mm. Nevertheless, I have to admit that you hit a weak spot there. My fellow German citizens tend to listen to some awful pieces of what they call music. That's why I listen to Radio 1. However, if you really want to prove your point, you should play some of the songs of one of the various German Idol winners. Bleeding Ears for Everyone. Cheers, Nick.
Is that what the song was called?
That's an interesting name for a group, that. Bleeding Ears for Everyone.
Our one was Bleeding Love. There's a Bleeding Ears for Everyone. Well, I'd love to hear Bleeding Ears for Everyone if anyone's got a copy of that. I'm all right, actually. I'm not interested, really, in playing German Idol winners at the moment.
Because I'd be intrigued.
I've got Cascada and Paramore and stuff to play. But I didn't mean any offence by saying about Germany having lower standards of music. I'm just saying that Timmy Trendy could probably do very well there. That's what I meant.
Right.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chapman, TOTDS and the PR4L. On my mum's phone, I have found this app called Voices. And as I know you like these kind of apps, I have sent a link to one of my recordings.
Yes.
Love, Jack, off of Cumbria.
Brilliant, Jack. We've got some of Jack's efforts here from his app.
Hi, I'm the hill was a lonely go turtle.
Now that is good. That's Jack doing Maria there from The Sound of Music. More from Jack and his app.
Hi again. This is my attempt of Timmy Trendy from Jack.
Go on, Jack.
Hello, I'm Timmy Trendy. That was bang on trend.
That's not actually bad, is it, at all?
It's very good, is that?
I prefer this one, though.
Hi, I'm the hill was a lonely go turtle. Lay.
Thanks, Jack. Everyone's well jealous about where I'm going tonight.
Well, we're more confused about where you're going tonight.
No, I am so jealous.
Well, why don't you go with him?
Because I just... you're going to the this morning party, aren't you?
They're having a little Christmas drinks thing this morning. And I've never met Philip Schofield, and I really want to. And I probably won't, because he'll just walk past me.
Are you going to tell him that you once went into a hairdresser and asked for his haircut?
Oh, God. I forgot about that. Yeah, I guess I'll have to. It's a good kind of conversation opener, isn't it? Hi,
I want to be like you.
I want to be like you. I think he'll run a mile and then might get you thrown out.
I once took a picture of you into the hairdressers and said, make me look like that. Mm. How does that make you feel? Ah! Run off. Mm. Yeah.
But I said to you, can I come? And you went, yeah. Like, I'm going to say yes, but blatantly you can't.
Well, the thing is, it's very limited and I've already promised someone that I would take them. So it's a no from me, I'm sorry. We could do one of those This Morning style questions. Can Becky come to the This Morning Christmas party tonight? Is the answer A, no. B,
no.
Probably not. Or C, definitely not at all. There's some amazing texts coming in and emails and stuff about what we're saying in between the actual links on air. Best quote so far, I think. I don't like multi-food apart from Maltesers. That was just said by Becky. If you're listening online, you would have heard that. That's a great quote. Everyone's saying poor chappers. I don't worry. I think you look great. That's from Sammy and Gloucester.
I wasn't saying that. I look dreadful, but that wasn't my point.
Becky, do you only ever talk about food?
Yes. My favourite text is when someone says, who's the really orange guy in the checked shirt?
Oh, they said tanned, actually.
Thank you.
Just to be on your side there.
If you want to hear what we're saying when the records are on, it's fascinating. bbc.co.uk/radio1, it's Access All Areas. We're just giving you an idea of what happens when the music's on this week. Other people listening on FM and DAB, it's just the normal stuff, really.
Oh, what's occurring?
Like this, last one of the week, text me your scores, I want to know how you do, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Looking forward to this today because it's the return of Meat Pie Mandy.
Oh, what's occurring?
Talking about this a while ago, a friend of mine used to work at a radio station in the northwest of England, and they had a character called Cream Cake Kevin, who was a bit of a hunk and used to go out and deliver cream cakes to hungry office workers, normally on a Friday. This was done by actually quite a few local radio stations at the time. Then they decided, because Cream Cake Kevin was so successful, that they would do Meat Pie Mandy. Surprisingly, no one in the office wanted to take the job.
Yeah.
They never did it on air, so I thought, well, let's do it ourselves, because I think it's brilliant and too good to miss. So, Meat Pie Mandy, we sent Pippa, that is MPM.
Our Meat Pie Mandy.
Back onto the streets with more meat pies. But it's Christmas, isn't it? So we scribbled out the word meat from her sandwich board she was wearing and put mint instead. But it's not Christmas mint. These are still meat pies, but they're just full of beef mint.
Oh.
All right?
That's nice, isn't it?
Not when you think it's going to be a Christmas one. Right. And then you get a mouthful of meat.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the sign. It says, mince pie Mandy, but they're still meat pies because she can't deviate. So she approached 11 people on the street. How many of these people would take one of Meat Pie Mandy's mince pies? Out of 11. Becky.
11, because I used to give out free stuff for a radio station and people will take it, whatever it is. So I'm going to say 11.
The whole lot of them, okay.
Just because it's free.
8.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Meat Mince Pie Mandy handing them out.
All right, lads, would you like a mince pie? I'm Meat Pie Mandy, but it's Christmas, so today I am Mince Pie Mandy for one of
What do I have to do? Give you a hug?
No, just take a pie. But you can't all have one.
Shotgun. I haven't
had
lunch.
No, get off the pies. Excuse me, ladies.
Oh, no, it's all right, thanks.
Ho, ho, ho. Do you want a free mince pie, meat pie, Mandy, mince pie? No. 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 He's not interested in my pie. Excuse me, sir. No. No. Excuse me, sir. Free mince pie. Oh, what?
Just have some spaghetti bolognese.
Excuse me, sir. Oh. Excuse me, sir. Would you like a... No. Excuse me, sir. Free mince pie. OMG. Pervert. Just take a mince pie off my hands, please.
They're not... This. Are they... Steak?
Mince.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm Meat Pie Mandy. It's a Christmas special today. Mince Pie Mandy.
Oh, I don't really like mince pie. Sorry.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun to see ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Happy Christmas from Mince Pie Mandy. Would you now like a mince pie?
Go on, then.
Excuse me, sir, would you like a free mince pie? I'm Meat Pie Mandy, but a one-off Christmas special today, I'm Mince Pie Mandy.
That's very kind of you, but I'm vegetarian.
Would you like me to sing to you? Would that help?
Oh, go on then.
Any requests?
Yeah, something by Beyonce.
Oh. All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, put your hands up.
That's superb.
Would you like a mince pie now?
Yes, go on then.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
He comes from the Becky School of Vegetarianism.
Yeah. That was a particularly good excuse for not taking one of her pies, though.
Excuse me, sir. Free mince pie. Oh, what?
Just had some spaghetti bolognese.
You just had some spaghetti bolognese. You don't want a mince pie after spaghetti bolognese, do you?
Do you think Meat Pie Mandy was quite aggressive with some people there on how to...
She's just trying to give them away. She wants to go
but
home.
She wasn't doing it in a particularly happy way.
No. Well, she's not happy, is she? She's Meat Pie Mandy.
She sounded furious a lot of the time.
I love it, though, that Meat Pie Mandy actually cured a vegetarian.
Would you like me to sing to you? Would that help?
Oh, go on, then.
Easily persuaded.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, put your hands up.
That's superb.
Would you like a mince pie now?
Yes, go on, then.
See? She can cure vegetarians. How amazing is that? You're no longer a vegetarian. You can now eat meat pies as much as you want. You're cured. Imagine being able to cure one.
It's not an ailment that needs curing. It's a different choice.
Oh, what's the curing?
Well, you say that. So Chappers gets the point there because it was four people took a meat pie. Now, you know it's Thursday. What's on TV tonight?
Gavin and Stacey.
Gavin and Stacey, episode 3. It's a simple question. Oh! All right, Becky?
All right, Scott, all right?
All right. How many times in the first two episodes of Gavin and Stacey did anybody say the word... Oh!
Once.
One time. Becky.
I've watched them so many times.
Already?
There's Old Neil the Baby. There's Old Fatty Where's My Cash. Old Door Where's the Salad. Seven.
God, you're a super fan. Seven?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Oh, all right, so what's the kernel, all right? And how many times did they say, oh, in Gavin and Stacey first two episodes?
Oh, Ness.
All right, Dad, how's it going, all right?
All right, Ness, how's it going, all right?
Oh, Neil. It's me, Vanessa, your mother.
Let her come up to me, as she undoubtedly will, and say, oh, Dor, where's the salad? And I'll say, oh, Fatty, where's my cash?
Oh, Doris!
Oh, Dave!
Oh, Gaff, keep it down, will you?
Oh, Mick, what's the situation with Papa John, Sparky's Nance?
Oh, Smith, rag me up, one of them, will you?
A pleasure, Miss Jenkins. Anyone else?
I told you the other night.
No, you never.
Oh, Dave, I told you Tuesday night.
When?
When you were asleep.
I would never have exposed.
Oh, Puff. It's fine. It's nothing I've not seen before.
Done you a tea.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, Bernie's going out. Think she's off to Morrison's.
She got her bag for life.
Wow, there's 13 wow in there.
Those last two are just like, oh, not, oh, like...
That counts.
No, it doesn't.
Listen.
Oh, Bernie's going out.
That counts.
No,
that's an
like, oh, not, oh.
Still the
is
same.
Is there a big difference?
Done you a tea.
Oh, cheers.
Still an oh in my book. Mm. Doesn't need to be oh. It can still be oh. It can still be
done you a tea.
Oh.
Oh, Bernie's going out.
Same.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know why you're complaining. You've won that point anyway.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, can I just go back to Meat Pie Mandy?
Yeah.
You know how you said that she could cure vegetarianism?
Yes.
Do you think she could also give some of them a sense of humour?
I doubt that very much.
Because they've taken your comments very...
Has it not gone down well?
It hasn't gone down particularly well, no.
Oh.
You oh carnivorous pig being one of many comments.
Okay, last sorry about that, vegetarians. You know our new game earlier on where Chappers hilariously called me and Becky...
Well, yeah.
Becky told you what to say in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did another one later, didn't we, Becky?
Yes, we did.
Where I was telling you what to say. So, Becky was involved, so therefore has an advantage on this, but she doesn't normally remember anyway. Just before the show started, Becky called Ian. You know Ian, who works in the office upstairs?
Yeah.
Now, I was
talking... Him with the lovely jumpers.
Nice jumpers. I was talking in Ian's ear, telling Becky what to say. Ian, can't...
Hey. No, you were talking in my ear, telling me what to say.
Okay, that's confusing. I was talking in Becky's ear...
You were talking in Ian's ear, telling Becky what to say.
Ah!
It was my ear and my ear only.
Tell me.
Right, good. I think these cameras and stuff are getting to me.
Yeah. So you want to talk in Ian's ear?
No, I don't want to talk in Ian's ear. Ian can't
whisper,
hear me. Ian can't hear me. It's right. Only Becky, all right? My question to you. How long would Ian stay on the phone to Becky for just repeating what I say?
I was repeating what you said, not Ian.
Yes.
Surely Becky has an advantage
it
here.
It was really embarrassing. Go high, Chappers, because it was horrible. 1.5 minutes.
2 minutes. I don't think you've got any chance of managing to keep time on this as you don't actually understand what's going on.
I do.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, remember, Ian can only hear Becky. Ian cannot hear me at all. Let's see how long it lasts.
Ian, it's Becky.
Hello.
Hey, Ian, it's Becky.
Hello, Becky.
Hello.
You're all right?
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm Hello. Good, thanks.
Can you help me?
Can you help me?
Where are you calling from?
Don't say anything to anyone in the office.
Don't say anything to anyone in the office.
Okay.
It's quite embarrassing, actually.
It's quite embarrassing.
Go on.
Right, promise if I tell you something, you won't tell anyone else.
Can you promise that if I tell you, you won't tell anyone else?
Please.
Please?
Okay, yeah, you know, yeah, of course.
Okay.
You know me.
Okay.
Right. I'm in the shower downstairs.
I'm in the shower downstairs.
Right, okay.
And you know how minging it is in there?
You know how minging it is in there?
I've never been in, but I've heard the story.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
Hmm. Right. The thing is, I've got my toe stuck in the plug hole bit.
The thing is, I've got my toe stuck in the plug hole bit.
Right.
And I can't get it out.
Can we just run over exactly what's happening here? I'm in the shower.
I'm in the shower.
Will you come and break the door down?
Will you come and break the door down, please?
Yeah, I will come and break the door down.
You're so manly.
As long as you're happy with
I can't say that. You're so manly.
I don't want anyone else to see me. I'm not wearing anything.
And relieve your toe.
I don't want anyone else to see me. I'm not wearing anything.
Hmm. Okay.
What do you think I look like naked?
What do you think I look like naked? don't answer.
Crikey. What do I think you look like naked?
Don't answer it, please. Don't answer it.
Okay, I'm not going to answer that question.
Will you please come down and help?
Will you please come down and help me, please?
Yeah, what, right now?
Yes,
on the
it's
phone.
Stuck.
Yes, it's stuck.
What, the toe?
Yes.
Yes.
The toe is stuck.
Yes, really
okay,
stuck.
Yes,
really stuck.
Okay, come and break down the door, Dan, like the man you are.
Come and break down the door like the manly man you are.
Okay, Becky. I'm on the way.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Don't be embarrassed.
No,
don't be embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed.
Hope you like what you see.
Hope you like what you see.
Help.
I hope you like what you see. Help.
Okay. I'm on the way.
Wow. He's on his way. Like the manly man he is. Thanks very much, Ian.
He didn't sound that keen to be. He said he was on his way about seven times. Yeah. Like well, he was just hoping that he wouldn't have to be on his way.
Well, he's like ladies' man he is. It went on for 2 minutes 55, so Chappers, I know, yeah. Chappers gets the point, and I think wins today is what's occurring, yes. Okay, PR4L is back on with some more of the stuff you've been saying this week on Dear Scott.
Hiya, Scott, it's Mia. Do you remember me? You sat next to my rents at Ronan Keating's charity ball. I was so excited when my mum gave the place card that was signed by you, Scott Mills. I listen to your podcast all the time and keep the place card on my wall next to Chipmunk's autograph. Love you all, Becky, Chapper, Scott and PR4L. Lots of kisses, love Mia, 12. Oh. P.S. My mum really fancies you.
Oh, yeah, I was sat next to your mum, actually, at the...
Oh, it's all coming back to you now, isn't it?
At the Ronan Keating ball.
Yeah.
There was a bit of knee touching going on. Not from me. Mostly from her. I think.
So
that
were you sat in between her mum and dad?
Don't want to get in the way of the marriage, because I think the husband was sat next to her, and it was just a bit of friendly touching. It wasn't anything else more than that.
What, you reached across the wife to touch the husband?
No! We had a lovely evening.
Did you?
Say hi to your rent, Mia, and thanks very much for your email.
Okay.
It was a fun night.
Got a very wistful smile on your face, like all sorts of memories are coming back at the moment.
Who else was at Ronan Keating's charity ball?
Some footballers.
Right.
Can't remember their names. And...
Any other famous people?
Yes, Gary Barlow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, next, please.
Hi, Scott and the team. Yesterday, on my way home from work, I was listening to Becky's attempt to DJ for the last 15 minutes of your wonderful show and thought that this would be amazing material to use as part of my teaching for music radio production.
Oh, wow, this is amazing. So Becky's 15-minute show is going to be used as an example.
I love Becky, but I have to say, these 15 minutes would be great to demonstrate to my students what not to do on a music radio show.
Oh, wow.
Is there any chance this snippet will be available to download as one of your podcasts, or perhaps as a lovely email attachment? Love you, Gemma, off of Surbiton.
Well, at least you're still an example, even if it is a bad one.
I think she's wrong, Becky.
Thank you.
Will you send that to her anyway?
Yeah, I can do.
She does really want it. Yeah, that'd be nice, thank you. Just a reminder of Becky's show.
Hello!
Hi.
Hello, I'm Becky. That was Bobby Holler by Chicane. And before that, it was Winter Winds by Mumford & Sons.
Really good.
Coming up at 7 o'clock is Zane Lowe, but before that, it's my favourite song, Baby Burn Me by 57. I'm going to play it now once I hit this button. Good.
Oh, it was all right. Is it the catchphrase?
Hello. Alex and Diss has been on and says, Becky, why do you say hello whenever you're presenting and a song ends? Alex, it's my catchphrase. I think all good presenters have a catchphrase. Scott, you say love you at the end of every phone call. I just happen to say hello.
Which one is my favourite one? Is it the one into... Oh, hang on.
Where Becky hit the timing brilliantly at the end.
I think this is it.
Right, I've got some time to fill before I have to play the next record at 56:27, so...
You're not meant to say that.
Have I not?
You just meant to cover it smoothly.
Okay. So tonight I am going home to watch TV, but if that fails, I might have to think of a plan B. Speaking of which, here they are.
That's still my favourite, I think.
I thought that was quite smooth.
We'll get that sorted out for you, no worries at all. Next!
Hey, Scott, Becky, Moody Pants, the one that doesn't speak,
is that me?
And the awesome PR4L. My name's India, and I listen to your podcasts all the time, and I love your ones on the potty putter thing.
Oh, yes, the potty putter, which we tried out a while ago. This is the thing where you can play actual golf while sat on the loo.
So I was shocked when I was standing at the bus stop today, staring blankly around me, when all of a sudden an older couple came and sat next to me with the potty putter in their bag. I was astonished. It was open. Had they been practicing in the public loo?
Oh, no, that
I couldn't
isn't
help
that.
But let out a small giggle. The bus stop was in silence. I got stared at. Thought I'd just spread the joy that your craze has continued onwards. Lots of love, India, Essex.
Do you really think it was because of our show that those old people had a potty putter? I don't think so. Kind of hope not.
Not sure I'd want to hang around public toilets asking people if they wanted to play with my potty putter.
I think it's a bit weirder if they'd had one, not heard it on our show. That meant they knew about it beforehand.
Yeah. I saw one in one of those, what's it called, cash converters the other day. I saw a potty putter in there.
How much? I thought the whole point of those sort of shops is that you took stuff of value in, they gave you money, and then you kept it in there, and then if it sold, it sold.
It was in the window of cash converters.
How much money? If you take a potty putter in, how much money do you reckon you get for that?
I've got no idea.
It's not going to buy you a loaf of bread, is it?
Didn't I buy about five and it came to about, what, 20 quid?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was in the front. I just remember that. Next.
Subject, best place for karaoke.
Oh, OK. I've got a few.
Visiting London next month. Where do you suggest? Love your show. My friends call me Meat Pie Mandy. Best, Mandy. Charleston.
I'm glad her name is Mandy, otherwise that would be weird. I was going to suggest the one that I went to in Japan because... Well, actually, don't go there because I got chucked out. It was very embarrassing.
She's going to London, so that.
I know. Yeah, that's why I said I don't.
Not the greatest advice you've ever given.
Yeah, go to Japan. Where was that one that I went with Joe
Wiley?
Why
did you get thrown out of a karaoke place?
Because
in Japan?
I sang. They just weren't very happy. It wasn't that I got thrown out?
Well,
I sang Japanese.
Right.
We had this on the air at the time. There's a one in London. It's in.
I don't remember having this on the
air. We did. One in London in Soho where I went with Joe Wiley. Can't remember the name of the road. And we did wear wigs. And there was lots of Japanese businessmen next door in the little booths. And then you know it's a good one if there's actual Japanese people.
Did you do the same song there or not?
No, we did Mr. Brightside.
All right.
But I don't know whether it's BYO wigs or whether they provide them. I can't remember.
Yeah, but the definitely point is, you can't remember what street it's on or what it's called.
I know, but just look up Karaoke Soho London, you'll find it. Next.
Hi, Scott. I have a quick question for you. Is it right that I think about Becky's voice when I'm working out?
Ew.
Don't know what it is about it, but it makes me work harder. Thanks, Stag X.
How does that make you feel? Someone called... Was that a PR foil at the end? Let me go to the end of that. How does that make you feel that a man called Stag works out and it makes him work harder when he's listening to your voice?
Slightly weird.
Let's go to the end, hang on.
But it makes me work harder. Thanks, Stag X. Perv.
I don't think that was on the actual email. I think that was something...
She shouldn't be making editorial comments on the email she reads out.
She just added in at the end. Perv. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to send an email to Dear Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.